珍贵的听众们，在今天信息开始之前，我想要先分享一个昨天在耶稣事主广播电台访问的一个非常非常强大的医治见证。这个医治是在今年2016年八月底，兴办在肯尼亚纳库鲁超级大型复兴聚会中，一个叫做弗雷德的弟兄，他现年23岁，是一名警察。在起初，他的症状是胃出口阻塞，因此他无法正常的排便。这个症状始于2008年，到2014年情况变得更严重。他有严重呕吐的症状，因着吸收功能障碍以及失常的消化机制，弗雷德不能吃固体食物，并有一个隆起的大肚子。他曾经在地上爬行，因为他无法正常的坐着或是走路。他活在巨大的疼痛之中，因着他无法正常的消化食物，食物无法从食道正常的下到消化道，因此他每天就依靠2杯200毫升的牛奶，这是医生的建议。因此他每天只喝200毫升的牛奶2杯，长达3年半。珍贵的听众，更严重的是，由于他的消化系统肠子堵塞住，因此在吃完东西之后，食物无法被消化，因此他会透过嘴巴吐出酸臭的食物，并透过嘴巴排出粪便。他去过很多医院求诊，在此之前他感到身体里面有一股燃烧的感觉，医生诊断这是胃溃疡，后来又发现他的12指肠有问题，这时是在2010年之前。他开始只以牛奶进食，并且每个礼拜都必须花费大笔的钱来取得药物注射。之后在2013年，他被建议动手术，但是他负担不起费用。虽然在2012年他得到一份教师的工作，但是薪水无法负担药物、租金以及其他的开销。他的样子也越来越糟糕，因为只喝牛奶的缘故，他越来越消瘦。之后2015年，他听到军警招募，他去应聘了并被录取，但是在剧烈的军事训练之下，他的状况更加糟糕了。他不仅是呕吐，还晕倒并被送往医院。弗雷德得到病假并做了手术。在动手术的日子，医生们试着改善肠子阻塞，插入外部导管，试着要移除排泄物。当他被数个医生围绕并被打麻醉时，外科医生们和护士准备要开始进行手术。但是在此时此刻，在手术台上，一件奇怪的事情发生了。在因着麻醉昏昏入睡的弗雷德里面，发出了一个声音：别碰我。这使得其中一位医生非常震惊，他告诉大家，等一下，我听到了一个声音。正当这位医生还在说话时，那个声音又再一次出现了：别碰我。这是令人感到震惊和晕眩的，你能想象吗？在手术台上，一个被打麻醉的病患出声说话，医生们停下手边所有的工作。接着第三次，弗雷德的声音说道：别碰我。再一次的，这使得医生们惊讶不已，他们没有碰他，因为这像是弗雷德在拒绝动手术。理所当然的，医生是无法强迫病人动手术，总是需要得到病人的同意。在当时，似乎有一股独特的力量在帮助弗雷德离开手术台，他试着想摆脱那些器具和点滴。医生们以为他疯了，因为这从来没有发生过，麻醉药物竟然无法控制弗雷德。每一位医生，包括护士还有他的家人朋友，他们甚至叫来一位心理学家来说服他动手术，但是他还是拒绝了。 弗雷德他就是不想要动手术。这样的行为惹恼了整间医院，医院甚至写了一封拒绝信，拒绝再让弗雷德进入就诊。因此他只能带着巨大的疼痛回到家，因为他拒绝一切治疗药物。因着疼痛，他在家中大声哭泣，这充满痛苦的哭声致使一个在悔改与圣洁事工的弟兄注意到。这个弟兄认识弗雷德有一段时间了，所以他跑去敲他的门，告诉他即将到来的纳库鲁聚会，他邀请他来，并有牧师带着弗雷德一起祷告，带着他一起认罪，做饶恕别人的祷告。后来在到达纳库鲁聚会的时候，他带着牛奶外加一些饼干。当他宣布他得到医治的时候，他已经可以消化牛奶，不仅是牛奶液体的东西，他还可以消化固体的饼干。别忘记，长达3年半，因为消化系统失常的缘故，弗雷德只能每天喝2杯200毫升的牛奶。就在到达纳库鲁聚会的公车上，弗雷德与妻子还发生了争吵，因为那时候弗雷德他想要吃饼干，但是妻子不想让他吃，因为他怕弗雷德会让他丢脸，他生怕他的肚子会越变越大，他也怕万一他在公车上吐出食物等等怎么办。因此在争吵之后，他们在公车上分开坐。可是珍贵的听众们，谁知道神在弗雷德到聚会的路上就医治好了他。当他下公车时，长达3年半只能喝牛奶，只能用嘴巴排泄。珍贵的听众，在长达3年半之后，弗雷德下公车之后居然可以正常去厕所排泄了。哈利路亚，所有荣耀赞美都归于他，归于我们这位全能的主耶稣。珍贵的听众，我们现在来看看弗雷德是怎么被医治的。当时在公车上，人们在敬拜着，而他在哭着祷告，求你记得我全能神，并求主原谅他的罪。接着在突然之间，他感到有一股力量使他想要入睡，有一股独特的气息触摸他的脸庞。在公车里面的美丽敬拜之中，他在这样的氛围中持续寻求神，而弗雷德持续感到一股冷冽的气息，他的头部、胸腔、肚腹到脚都感受到这股气息。后来他的大肚子变平坦了，这就像是一个被戳破的气球一样，这造成人们巨大的冲击，每个人都很震惊。后来弗雷德想起先知在聚会之前曾经在耶稣是主广播电台分享过预言，他提到即使是到达聚会的路上，人们也会得到医治，主的荣耀和医治会遮盖人们抵达纳库鲁的途中，而这预言的的确确在弗雷德身上实现了。主所拣选的仆人，他的话语的的确确应验了。珍贵的听众，在纳库鲁复兴聚会的最后一天，也就是2016年8月28号，弗雷德在聚会现场感到饥饿，他吃了一些豆子还有煎饼。珍贵的听众，你能够想象吗？在连续3年只能饮用流质的牛奶之后，他终于可以吃一些固体的东西了。当弗雷德看着自己的大肚子不在了，异常的疼痛也消失了，现在弗雷德和他的家人都加入悔改与圣洁事工的教会。当他回到 Elderry 的教会分享这个强大的见证，那里的人们直到现在都还在惊叹主的作为，并且有许多人因着弗雷德接受救主耶稣，其中还有一个是伊斯兰教的，也归向耶稣。关于这个医治见证的完整内容，我们之后会分享在悔改与圣洁事工的网站，欢迎到访我们的网站 哈利路亚，珍贵的听众们，所有的颂赞荣耀都归给这位怜悯而强大又真又活的独一真神。让我们一同来到主面前，献上赞美，献上尊荣。
Verse 5.
马太福音二十二章第五节。
Still Jesus talking about the house.
耶稣还是在谈论着家。
Matthew 22:5, he says.
马太福音二十二章第五节，他说。
But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business.
那些人却毫不理会的走了，一个去种田，一个去做买卖。
Because he's saying,
因为他说,
in this house of the Father,
在父的家中,
there is no selling and buying,
并没有买卖这回事,
and it was such an abominable act,
而这是如此令人憎恶的行为,
that he expressed open and physical rage.
他公开坦率地将愤怒表露无遗,
he removed the coat,
他脱去外衣,
and he whipped them as he was saying this.
他用鞭子赶走他们时正说着
How dare you sell it at market price?
你怎么敢按照市价出售
And then he says here
接着他在此处说道
How dare you sell it?
你怎么敢出售
But when the announcement in Matthew 22 comes
但当在马太福音二十二章中的宣告临到时
That now people may prepare and go and partake of this event
现在人们得以预备好参与这个事件
Then you see those who are disqualified.
那么你可以看到那些没有资格的
Those that did not enter.
那些没有进入的
He said some went off to the field.
他说有些人去到田里
To improve productivity.
要来改善产量
And others went on to their businesses.
其他人去做了他们的生意
And opened their shops.
开张他们的店铺
Light up the computers.
打开电脑
And put the sign that's written open.
挂上营业中的招牌
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
The same thing when Jesus talked about the house
相同的一件事 当耶稣谈论到家
Luke chapter 2:49
路加福音第二章四十九节
Luke chapter 2:49
路加福音第二章四十九节
Introducing step by step into the days of Noah
循序渐进的导引入挪亚的日子
Luke chapter 2 he says
路加福音第二章他说
49
四十九节
Why were you searching for me? He askedDid you know that I had to be in my father's house?
耶稣对他们说，你们为什么找我呢？难道你们不知道我应该在我父的家吗？
Again,
再一次的，
he saying,
他说，
whether talking figuratively,
不论是比喻性的说法，
he said, those that enter the house of God the Father, that's why the subtitle is the father's house.
他说那些进入父神家中之人，这就是为什么副标题叫做父的家。
When you look down, let's say you are lifted up above the earth, and you look down, you can almost pick them out.
当你往下看，假设你现在上升到全地之上，你往下看，你几乎能把他们挑选出来。
You see, in those rooms.
你了解吗？在那些房子里
Because he's asking.
因为他在问
Why? He said, Why were you searching, looking for me? He said, Didn't you know that I had to spend time? I had to be in my father's house.
他说为什么你要找寻着我他说难道你不知道我必须花时间我必须在我父的家中吗
If you are raised and given the privilege to see
如果你被举到空中并给予特权来看见
You can almost tell the inhabitants that will enter the election
你几乎能够辨别出能够进入的居民蒙拣选的
The elect that Isaiah celebrates Go my people enter your rooms
以赛亚所庆祝的那得蒙拣选的去吧我的子民回到你们的房子里
Because right now if you look down on us You'll find them spending some time in the house
因为如果你现在往下看到世界你会发现他们正花费一些时间待在家中
why are you looking for me?
为什么你在找我呢
Didn't you know?
难道你不知道吗
That I have to spend some quality time I have toHave some time in the house of my father.
你不知道我必须花费一些宝贵的时间，我必须花时间在我父的家中吗？
And you're busy looking for me.
而你却忙于找寻我。
In other words, if you wanted to find me, don't you know where to find me?
换言之，如果你想找到我的话，你难道不知道要到哪里来找我吗？
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
How come you don't know where to find me?
为什么你竟不知道要到哪里来找我？
And it's so clear like this.
而这是如此的显而易见。
You look into the house, you see them there.
你注视着家中，你看见他们在那里。
So, in other words, look at this now.
因此，换言之，现在注意。
If I were the housekeeper in the altar.
如果我是这间圣所的管家。
And I come in, I'm at the door there just doing a few things.
我来到门边做了几件事
And then I said, Today is Monday.
接着我说今天是星期一
What are you doing here?
我在这里要做什么呢
Not today.
今天
Are you aware it's Monday?
你知道今天是星期一吗
Monday.
星期一
I know it is Monday.
我知道是星期一
Yeah, I just thought I should come. In fact, I wanted to do a few things that I'm not able to do on Sunday. I need to clean up the altar a bit. And,
事实上我想要做几件在星期天无法完成的事我需要打扫圣所还有
She may not have a reason for coming
她或许毫无理由的就来到这里
She may not even know how she navigated herself from town to here
她或许连是如何从城里进到这里都不是很明白
And if you question and investigate her
如果你问她问题调查她
And ask why are you here
并问为什么你在这里
I don't know much but I think I was even I'm forgetting why I'm here
她说我也不知道应该是因为我已经忘了我为什么会到这里
so tell me housekeeper
所以管家告诉我
I've now remembered actually why I came
我现在想起来了为什么我会在这里
I understand I've now remembered actually
我明白了我现在已经想起来了
Is there not going to be a worship practice
今天不是有一场敬拜练习吗
He will always find a reason
他总会找到理由
They will always find a reason to be in the house of the Father
他们 们总会找到理由来到父的家中。
And you can see them from afar.
你能够从远处看到他们。
And you can say, "Wow, look, the inhabitants."
你会说，哇，看哪，看哪，看哪。居民 我就在附近。
And I wanted just to wash the curtains a bit because I think they, you know, the way the weather is dry.
我想要清洗窗帘，因为现在天气很干燥。
They always have a reason to be in the house.
他们总会有理由身处在家中。
Hallelujah! Let us dwell in the house of the Lord.
就让我们居住在主的家中。
It is the imagery. It is the picture of our entry.
这就是我们进入的写照。
Can I move on? What the Lord said about the house?
我可以继续往下吗？看主是如何描述家。
Isaiah 56 verses 5 to 8.
以赛亚书五十六章五到八节。
Isaiah 56, 5 to 8.
以赛亚书五十六章五到八节。
He said the following.
他说了以下的内容。
To them I'll give within my temple. The other version says, To them I'll give within my house.
我必在我的殿中，其他的版本是我的家中。
In this world.A memorial and a name better than sons and daughters. Hallelujah!
墙内赐给他们纪念碑和名号，使他们胜过有儿女的人。Hallelujah!
And then he says here, I'll give them an everlasting name that will never be cut off.
我必赐给他们永远不会被除去的名号。
And then he goes on to say,
接着他继续说,
And foreigners, aliens, in other words, who bind themselves to the name of the Lord, or to the Lord, and to serve him, to love the name of Jehovah, and to worship him, and all who keep the rules, the Shabbat, without desecrating it, and who hold fast to my covenant,
还有那些与耶和华联合的外邦人，要侍奉他，要爱耶和华的名，要做他的仆人，就是凡守安息日不干饭，又持守我的约的人。
These I'll bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer for all the nations.
我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在我祷告的殿中喜乐，为了万国。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
In my house of prayer,
在我祷告的殿中
for all the nations,
为了万国
in other words,
换言之
they will be holders,
他们将会成为持有者
they are the reason where this is resolved here,
他们就是此处有预定坐席的原因
yes,
是的
there are certain oracles the Lord gave us regarding the house.
有特定的圣谕是主根据他的家所指示给我们的
Because now that Isaiah
因为现在以赛亚
has seen the same dream I have seen
已经看见了我所看到的相同意象
and is busy giving the narrative the description of the visitation
他正忙于叙述这场到访
and he highlights
他强调
a point there
并指向那里
at which he sees the election the elect enter
就是你看到得蒙拣选的那群人进入
enter the house
进入家中
and when they enter the house
当他们进入家中时
he sees reserved room
他看见被预定的房子
how many are those
他们之中有多少人呢
because you know this is more than we expected
因为你知道的这比我们所预期的还要多
we did not expect that Kenyans would double
因为我们没有预期肯尼亚的人数是双倍的
oh that's a problem
这会是一个问题
that's a problem let's see what we can do
这会是一个问题让我们看看能怎么解决
okay Yes, I'm told that a certain country didn't come as we expected.
我被告知某个特定的国家没有如我们所预期般的来到。
So the new block, block A, I'm told there are a lot of rooms there. So let us take them there. Yes.
新的大楼 A 栋，我被告知那里有许多空房子。 因此让我们带他们到那里去。是的。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I hope the Lord will say so about your nation.
我希望主也会向你们的国家说如此的话。
You nations that are tuned in from Lima, Peru.
你的国家正从秘鲁利马收听的。
All the way to the crown of the head of Canada.
远至加拿大顶端。
To the foot of the Southern American continent.
再到南美洲的末端。
To Australia, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea.
澳大利亚、新西兰、巴布新几内亚。
Entire Europe and Asia.
整个欧洲和亚洲。
Africa included.
包括非洲。
I hope that the Lord will say so about your multitude.
我希望主会对你们国家大多数的人这样说。
When the day when the nation will assemble arrives,
当万国抵达聚集之日。
No, the new block has rooms.
新的大楼有房间。
Thank you. Welcome to the kingdom of God.
拿去吧，欢迎来到神的国度。
Just go straight. Just go straight. They will lead you. In fact, you will turn left.
直走吧，他们会带领你。事实上，你会左转。在当中有别致的玻璃、水晶、蓝宝石。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! And that time you find them walking.
在那时你会看见他们在走着。
They are going.
他们走着。
They are being led to their rooms.
他们被带往他们的房子。
Go, my people.
去吧，我的子民。
Enter your room. Enter your room.
进到你的房子里。进到你的家中。
And shut the doors for a little while.
关上门片刻。
So, listen to me now.
所以现在听我说。
What is he saying in totality? The summary on the house.
关于这个家整体而言，他要带来的总结是什么？
He is saying in other words.
换言之，他说。
That at this time.
在这个时期。
The inhabitants of those rooms.
那些房中的居民。
Those who will enter those rooms in heaven.
那些会进入在天堂的房子的人。
It is being determined right now here.
这件事此时此刻正被决定着。
Right now here.
此时此刻。
It will not be determined on the day when the whistle blows. Time is over now.
这不会在哨子吹响的那天被决定。现在时间到了。
This is the hour to make sure you are within the number, among the number.
现在就是确保你在得救人数当中的时刻。
Because those saints are being determined here right now.
因为此时此刻就是决定圣徒的时刻。
There are certain features.
有特定的特色。
And identity markers.
特征标记。
Certain stripes.
特定的类型。
That those saints behold.
那些是圣徒所具备的。
And today is being exposition.
今天在此处正被呈现着。
Their appearance.
他们的样貌。
Demeanor and conduct.
行为举止和品格。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 11.
他说耶利米书第七章十一节。
Still talking about that house.
还是在谈论到那房子。
In order to introduce the lessons of Noah.
为了要引导进入挪亚时代的教训。
Which we have not even touched.
我们根本还没有开始。
I'm just building a base for the church.
我正在为教会建造根基。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah chapter 7.
耶利米书第七章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
He says.
他说
Has this house which bears my name become a den of robbers to you? But I have been watching you, declares the Lord.
难道这用来敬拜我的殿在你们眼中竟成了贼窝？这些事我都看在眼里，这是耶和华说的。
Meaning
这表示
The house of the Father
父的家
is not a den, a refuge of robbers.
不是匪窟，盗贼的避难所。
Where they hide and come out and rob.
不是他们可以躲藏又出来掠夺的地方。
Or where they practice the practice of robbery.
或是他们演练抢夺的地方。
He say.
他说
that robbers.
盗贼。
In other words.
换言之
unjust people.
不法的人
unholy people
不圣洁的人
unrighteous people
不义的人
will never ever inhabit those rooms
永远都不可能居住在那些房子里。
Matthew 21:13 as I finish with this little subsection on the house of God
马太福音21章13节 正当我要结束关于神的家这个子节
The house of the Father
父的家
Matthew 21:13
马太福音二十一章十三节
As I finish with this little introductory section
正当我要完成序文的部分
Listen what he's saying here
听听他在此处是如何描述的
Matthew 21:13
马太福音二十一章十三节
As Jesus spoke about the house of the Father
当耶稣说到父的家
The house that I saw them enter into
是我看到他们所进入的房子
The house that Isaiah saw them enter into
是以赛亚所看到他们进入的房子
The election of the saint
蒙拣选的圣徒
So he says 21:13
他在二十一章十三节继而说道
He says it is written
他说圣经上说
He said to them
他告诉他们
My house
我的殿
will be called a house of prayer
必称为祷告的殿
for all the nations
为了所有的国家
and so forth he says the den of robbers there
等等他在那里说了贼窝
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
and he says
他说
but you are makingA den of robbers, making it a den of robbers.
你们竟把它变成了贼窝。
This is what I'm saying.
这是我所要说的。
He's saying.
他说。
That those who will enter the rooms in heaven.
那些进入天堂房子的人。
They know.
他们知道。
That in that house.
在那房子里。
There are house rules.
是有家规的
And those house rules
而那些家规
are not obeyed up there
并非要在天上遵守
they are obeyed down here
而是要在地上遵守
because when the day comes
因为当那日子来到时
there will be no time for you to say oh give me a little moment because rule number 13 I did not obey I need to obey it now
到那时将没有时间让你说哦给我一些时间因为家规第十三条我没有遵守我现在必须遵守
In other words, those that will enter those rooms Isaiah saw
换言之那些会进入以赛亚所看到的房子的人
The rooms I saw the church enter into
那我所看到教会进入的房子
That the house of the Father
父的家
The house of prayer for all the nations
是万国祷告的殿
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
That realization
那认知
Must crystallize in your life now
现在必须在你的生命中具体化
So there is no way you can be confused and doing other things there
因此你不可能会困惑并在那里做一些其他的事情
House of prayer for all the nations
在那万国祷告的殿中
So I now want to read the last scripture under the house of the Father
因此在父的家这个主题之下现在我想要读最后一节经文
And once we handle that,
一旦我们处理完这个部分
then I'll open up a few things for you,
接着我会向你们揭示一些内容
and from that point on, we'll go straight to the days of Noah and the lessons.
在那之后我们就会直接进到挪亚的时代以及教训这个主题
What a beautiful message.
这是多么美好的一个信息啊
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
John 14:1-3
约翰福音十四章一到三节
Again he says
他再次说道
Do not let your hearts be troubled
你们心里不要忧愁
Trust in God
你们要信上帝
Trust also in me
也要信我
In my father's house are many rooms that Isaiah saw Are many rooms
我父的家里有许多以赛亚所看到的房子有很多房子
If it were not so
若是没有
I would have told you.
我就早已告诉你们了。
I am going there to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方。
And if I go to prepare a place for you,
我若去为你们预备地方
I will come back to take you,
就必再回来接你们
to be with me,
到我那里去。
But you also may be where I am.
我在哪里？让你们也在哪里
You know the way to where I am going
我去的地方你们知道那条路
That is powerful
那真是强大
Can I open it up a little bit?
我能够稍稍揭露这个部分吗
So that John 14:1-4 becomes a small subtitle You underline it, that scripture And then under it A Some few issues we want to discuss here
因此约翰福音十四章一到四节那段经文你可以划线它变成在论点 A 之下的内容我想在此处谈论一些问题
There are a few things he's saying there to the church regarding the house of the Father.
根据父的家有几件事他要传达给教会。
And he is talking about some very important aspects of the house.
他在谈论一些关于房子的重要观点。
The first thing he's saying there.
他在那里所谈论到的第一件事情是。
That when Isaiah saw them entering the house.
当以赛亚看见他们进入房子时。
That house.
那房子。
A.
A.
Is the house of God the Father.
是父神的房子。
B.
B.
He's saying that house where the church will enter.
他说那房子是教会会进入的地方。
When Isaiah saw them enter.
当以赛亚看见他们进入。
When I saw them in that dream enter.
当我在那意象中看见他们进入。
B.
B.
That house.
那房子。
Is heaven.
就是天堂。
In other words, the dwelling of God.
换言之，神的居所
，Where God dwells，
神所居住的地方。
See，When Jesus spoke about the house，
当耶稣谈到那房子
，The rooms in the house，
房子中的住处
，The mansions，
那宅邸。
See，In other words，
换言之
，He was saying，
他要说的是
，The following，
以下的内容
，That Jesus Christ。
耶稣基督
The Son of the Living God
永活神的儿子
He is the only way by which all people can enter the house
他就是全人类得以进入房子的唯一道路
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Because he was saying
因为他说过
I am going there prepare some rooms for you
我去那里是要为你们预备住处
When I do so
当我如此行的时候
I must come back down on the earth
我必回到这个世界
To take you
来接你
And take you up there
接你上去
Only by Jesus
唯独借着耶稣
Can man enter that house
能够使人进入那房子
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
So can we look at how man can enter by Jesus
所以我们可以来着眼于人类要如何借着耶稣进入
Under that C
依照那论点 C
Only by Christ Jesus the Messiah
唯独借着耶稣基督弥赛亚
Does a man enter the house of the Father
能使人类进入父的家
Now under that small that C You have Roman 1 Roman 1
现在在那论点 C 之下第一点
John 11:25-26
约翰福音11:25-26
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
And then he says the following now
现在他说了以下的内容
John 11:25-26 How Jesus is the way to that house
约翰福音11:25-26耶稣是怎么成为到那房子的道路
To those rooms
到那些住处
Jesus told her
耶稣告诉她
I am the resurrection and the life
我是复活我是生命
He who believes in me will live even though he or she dies
信我的人虽然死了也必复活
even though he dies
即便他死了
And whoever lives and believes in me
凡活着信我的人
will never die
必永远不死
Do you believe this?
你相信吗
It is a house of believers
那是信者的家
And he say
他说
He is the resurrection
他是复活
That will convert you from your mortal form
这将会让你从终有一死的形态转变为
That you may enter
你得以进入的样式
Even those who have died
即便是那些已经死去的人
He is the resurrection and the life
他是复活和生命
Through whom,
透过他
all men can enter.
全人类都得以进入
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
And he says
他说
It is a house of believers
那是信者的家
Do you believe this?
你相信吗
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Today is today
今天就是今天
We are entering the house of the Father
我们正在进入父的家
He says
他说
ThatThe way to that house,
通往那房子的道路
The way to those rooms,
通往那些住处的道路。
He says,
他说
He told her,
他告诉他
I am the resurrection and the life,
我是复活和生命
Eternal life,
永恒的生命。
Under that Roman two,
这是在那之下的第二点。
How he is the way to those rooms,
他如何是通往这些住处的道路。
Because Jesus is the only means by which people can enter the house of the Father.
因为耶稣是人们通往父的家的唯一途径。
Zeal for house eateth me.
为了你的殿，心里焦急，如同火烧。
In the insults of those who abuse God,
那些诋毁神的侮辱
they injure my heart,
使我的心受伤。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John 14 verse 6.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
How Jesus is the only means by which we can enter those rooms.
耶稣如何成为那唯一能使你进入那些住处的途径。
He says, Jesus answered,
他说，耶稣说，
I am the way,
我就是道路，
and the truth,
真理
and the life,
生命。
No one comes to the Father,
没有人能到父那里。
In other words, nobody gets to enter the house of the Father,
换句话说，没有人能够进入父的家。
No one comes to the Father,
没有人能到父那里。
Except through me,
除非借着我。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am happy,
我很高兴，
that I'm worshiping a God,
因为我所敬拜的神，
who is the way,
是道路，
the truth and the life,
真理和生命。
Because I can never be wrong,
因为我永远都不会走错路。
On this journey,
在这趟旅程中，
I can only enter,
我只会进入。
Because you find the other gods,
因为你发现其他的神，
they use a nail and a hammer,
他们使用铁锤和钉子。
You have to use a chisel,
你需要使用一把凿刀，
and go cut down wood,
去把木材砍下来。
And then you need also a saw,
接着你也需要锯子。
And then you need to start polishing the wood using sandpaper,
你需要开始使用砂纸让木头变得光滑。
And then you have to design its feet and leg,
接着你也必须设计它的脚和腿。
And get some black leather,
拿取一些黑色的皮革。
And then you have to shape it there and nail it on the leg,
然后你必须让皮革合贴于木头并把它钉在腿部。
That's his shoes now,
现在那是鞋子。
Then now,
接着现在，
After that you have to polish for it,
在此之后你必须磨光。
When you speak to it,
当你对它说话，
It cannot answer you,
它无法回应你。
And if danger comes,
如果危难临到时，
and you start to run,
你开始跑着，
you must harvest it, you must pick it and run with it also,
你也必须带着它跑。
Because that God is also in danger,
因为那个神也陷入危难之中。
I worship Jesus,
我敬拜耶稣。
I worship Jesus,
我敬拜耶稣。
Jesus is my God,
耶稣是我的神。
He is my Lord,
他是我的主。
Redeemer,
救赎主。
SaviorFriend,
拯救者和朋友。
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus has power,
耶稣有大能。
Look now,
现在注意。
I am born again,
我重生了。
Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督。
The Son of the Living God,
永活神的儿子。
He is the only way by which all people can enter the house,
他是全人类能够进入房子的唯一道路。
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. 哈利路亚。
Isaiah 26,
以赛亚书二十六章
19-21,
十九到二十一节。
He says,
他说，
But your dead will live, their bodies will rise,
然而属你的死人要活过来，他们的尸体要起来。
You who dwell in the dust, wake up and shout for joy,
你们那些住在尘土里的必醒起并且欢呼。
Your dew is like the fresh dew of the morning,
因为你的甘露像新鲜的早晨甘露般临到。
The earth will give birth to her dead,
使地交出离世的人。
Go, my people,
我的子民啊，快来。
Enter your rooms,
进入你们的内室
and shut the doors behind you.
把你们的门关上
and he says, hide yourselves for a little while.
他说隐藏片刻
until his wrath has passed by.
直到神的愤怒过去
and I heard here he says, see the Lord is coming out of his dwelling.
下一节他说因为你看耶和华从他的居所出来
Punish the peoples of the earth for their sins
要惩罚地上居民的罪孽
And he gives a narrative ahead that he says
他在下一节做出了描述他说
The earth will disclose the blood shed upon her
大地要流出其上所流的血
Meaning she will be compelled
这表示他将会被迫
To now expose her sins
现在暴露出他的罪孽
Meaning this is going to be a repentance revival
这表示这将会是一场悔改的复兴
And she will conceal her slain no longer
他不再遮盖被杀的人
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
He's saying
他说
That there are specific rooms Go my people Enter your rooms
有特定的房间我的子民快来进入你们的房间
Not another room, your rooms.
不是其他的房间你的房间
If we can be so organized at the earthly level,
如果以世界的层级来看我们可以安排得如此有条有理
That we have a list of allocations
就是我们拥有居住地点的清单
How much more in heaven
更何况是天堂呢
But look at the connection with the days of Noah
然而来看到这与挪亚时代的关联
So now
所以现在
It is powerful
这真是强大
That he said John 14
他在约翰福音十四章说道
1 to 3
1到3节
You hear Jesus himself saying
你听到耶稣亲自说道
And those words are in red in the Bible The words of Jesus himself
而那些在圣经中的经文是红字耶稣亲口说的话
Let not your hearts be troubled
你们心里不要忧愁
Trust in God
你们要信上帝
Trust also in me
也要信我
And he talks about going to the Father's house
他谈论到去到父的家里
To prepare those rooms Isaiah saw
来预备那些以赛亚所看到的房间
And he said if I go there to do that
他说如果我到那里安排这些事
He says he must come back, I will be back
他说我必定回来我将会回来
And to take you also may be where I am
来接你们我在哪里让你们也在哪里
And then he talks about you know the way to where I am going
然后他说你们知道通往我要去的地方的路
So now
所以现在
You see that Isaiah is describing this event
你看见以赛亚在描述这个事件
As he begins to connect us
正当他开始将我们连接到
It's the days of Noah
挪亚的时代
Isaiah introduces a house.
以赛亚介绍着房子。
He introduces a house that has rooms.
他在介绍配有房间的房子。
Now we are beginning to walk into the body of the message.
现在我们要走进讯息的主要部分。
Isaiah now introduces a house that has rooms.
以赛亚现在正介绍配有房间的房子。
And when he does that,
正当他在介绍的时候
some versions call it mansions.
有一些版本称之为大宅。
He introduces a house.
介绍着房子。
And then,
之后
Isaiah,
以赛亚
he says,
他说
and shut the doors behind you.
把你们的门关上。
That is our connection now with the days of Noah.
这就是与挪亚时代的关联。
And let me just read briefly, then I come back a little bit and expound on this house.
让我简略地读过去，再回来详细讲解这房子。
I first want to see the connection.
我首先想注意到那关联。
That Isaiah creates.
那以赛亚带来的。
In his observation.
在他的观察之中
That connects us to the days of Noah.
能将我们连接到挪亚的时代
Then I'll come back to the house.
之后我会再回到房子这个主题
So if you go to Genesis chapter 7 verse 16.
所以如果你看到创世纪第七章十六节
Genesis 7 16.
创世纪第七章十六节
This is what he says.
这是他所说的
The animals going in were male and female of every living thing as God had commanded Noah. Then the Lord shut him in.
凡有血肉进方舟的 都是有公有母，正如神所吩咐挪亚的，耶和华就把他关在方舟里头。
So now we are seeing,
因此我们现在看到
that in the days of Noah,
在挪亚的时代
the animals going in were male and female of every creation,
凡有血肉进入方舟的都是有公有母的创造物
as God had commanded Noah,
正如神所吩咐挪亚的
and after that,
在此之后
the Lord shut him in,
耶和华就把他关在方舟里头。
And in Spanish they say,
在西班牙文的版本，他们说
the Lord himself shut the door.
主他亲自关上了门。
Listen to this now.
现在听着。
That is amazing.
那真是惊人。
Because Isaiah also saw,
因为以赛亚也看到
that after the entry,
在进入之后
there was the shutting of the door.
门关上了。
Now we have connected.
现在我们连接上了。
Can I?develop some paradigm, some reflection, some symbolism of this house.
我现在可以揭露关于这房子的象征和意象吗？
Because it says there are many rooms there.
因为他说那里有很多房间。
You have a room there.
你在那里有房间。
Are we able to pull out some characteristics about this house?
我们能够揭露出关于这房子的特征吗？
That can cause us to learn a few things aboutThe requirements upon us.
能致使我们学习几件事情关于神对我们的要求。
Now that we know that you, the church, we are the inhabitants of those rooms.
现在我们会知道你教会我们是那些房间的居民。
Let us look at the Father's house.
让我们来看到父的家。
At a small subtopic.
在这小的副标题中。
And Jesus talked about this house quite a bit.
耶稣谈过关于这房子不少的内容。
The book of John chapter 2:16-17.
约翰福音第二章十六到十七节。
Can we find out a little thing that can instruct our salvation?
我们能不能查明一些可以给予我们救赎指示的枝微末节
？Regarding when Jesus spoke about this house of the Father, house of the Lord.
就是关于当耶稣谈论到父的家、主的家。
John chapter 2:16-17.
约翰福音第二章十六到十七节。
This is what he says.
这就是他所说的。
To those who sell birds, he said, "Get this out of here! How dare you turn my father's house into a marketplace?" And then he says, "His disciples remembered that it is written, 'Zeal for your house will consume me.'"
他又对卖鸽子的说：“把这些东西拿去。”不要将我父的殿当作买卖的地方。他的门徒就想起经上记着说：“我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。”
Zeal for your house will consume me.
为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
And if you ever have time, if you are a scholar, you can add under that Psalms 69 verse 9, where it says, "And the reproaches of those who insult you, they reproach me."
如果你有时间，如果你是饱学之士，你可以在此处加上诗篇六十九章第九节，上面写着，并且辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
Psalm 69 verse 9 adds to it. It says, "Zeal for your house consumes me, and the abuses, the insults of those that insult you, they hurt me."
诗篇六十九章第九节加注了这个部分。为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧，并且他们的诋毁、辱骂你人的辱骂，使我痛心。
So you see that when Jesus began to talk about this house, the Father's house.
所以你看见，当耶稣开始谈到这个房子、父的殿
，where you have many rooms，
配有许多房间的地方
，whether he was talking in literal sense。
不论他是照字面上的见解来谈论
reality,
以实际面
or talking by paradigm, by symbolism, by figuration,
或是照范例象征比喻来谈论
there is a rich body of knowledge we can help ourselves with to fine tune our preparedness as inhabitants.
有一个领域认知上的主要部分，让我们能够帮助自己来查明身为居民要如何预备的真理。
Because he's saying here,
因为他在这里说到
How dare you?
你们竟胆敢
bring the selling and buying
将买卖的生意带入
in a place that is consecrated
一个神圣的地方
Wow. When he's describing the features of the house and how we can adjust and conform conformity
当他在描述房子的特色以及我们要如何调整并遵照遵照
He's asking,
他在问
How dare you
你们竟敢
Put here a list of prices
在此处列出价格表
And call this a marketplace
并把此处称为市场
In a place that is sanctified
在一个被神圣化的地方
Why have you brought that here
你为什么把它带到这里呢
In other words you say
换言之他说
That the entry into the house
进入那房子
the bona fide ness, the citizenship,
真正的公民身份
the belonging,
所有物
the entitlement,
权利
the beholding of the title deeds,
对于地契的持有
for those rooms there,
就是在那里的房子
is by God's act of mercy and grace,
是因着神恩典和慈爱的表现
It cannot be purchased.
这是无法用买的。
Kuingia pale kwenye hicho chumba binguni anasema ya kwamba haiambatani na mambo ya kuuza na kununua.
进入那在天堂的房间，他说跟买卖做生意毫无关联。
Hallelujah. He's saying.
他说
that empty.
那进入
and the entitlement to hold the title deed to hold it the entitlement
以及那能够持有地契的权利权利
to enter that room those rooms
来进入那些房间
has nothing to do with human financial power
跟人类的财力完全没有关系
with human effort
以及人类的成就
but when I look at the church globally
但当我看到全球的教会
Always selling and buying.
他们总是在做买卖。
A marketplace.
在市场。
Room number 13 is still empty. Room number 13 is still empty. How many people here? Five people here.
十三号房还是空着的。十三号房还是空着的。有多少人在这里？有五个人。
Room number 13. It goes the highest bidder. Who is able to pay? You say, okay, $10,000. Okay, $10,000. One person. $10,000. Number two.
十三号房价高者得。谁要出价？好的，一万元第一次，一万元第二次。
Okay, $15,000. Room number 13 is still empty. Highest bidder, please. I give 15. Okay, $15,000. Now we on $15,000.
十三号房还是空着的，还有人要出更高的价格吗？我出价一万五。好的，一万五。现在的出价是一万五。
I see the auctioning, auctioneering.
我看见拍卖标售的行为。
Wow.He's saying,
他说
How dare you
你们竟胆敢
Bring selling and buying
将买卖的生意带入
Into my father's house
我父的殿中
Meaning
这表示
There will be no corruption there
在那里将没有腐败
In other words, by inference, by deduction
换言之借着以上的归纳和推断
Corrupt people will not be found in those rooms
在那些房间之中将没有腐败的人
Are we now beginning to understand how the Lord spoke figuratively about the house of the Father?
我们现在开始了解主是如何象征性的谈论到父的家吗？
And we need to know that as a church.
而身为教会，我们必须知道。
Because sometimes as a church, you are so much caught up in the fending, fending for life.
因为有时候教会本身是如此的，为了生活开销忙碌奔波。
You are caught up in that thing.
你在那些事上的忙碌。
In the outside world, the world out there.
在那外面的世界中。
Is operating on the law of supply and demand.
是运行着供应与需求的律法
market price
市场价格
but he's saying on this one here
但是他说在此处的这一个
the rules are different
规定是不一样的
it will not go according to market price.
它不会因着市场价格而运作。
In other words, he's saying.
换言之，他说。
Consecration.
成圣。
He's saying.
他说。
Sanctified.
神圣。
He's saying.
他说。
Set apart.
分离。
And he's saying.
他说。
That there is a certain way.
有一个特定的方式。
In which you need to communicate with the Father.
就是你必须与父沟通的方式。
That you may be able.To be the holder, the behold of the title deed.
好使你能够成为那地契的持有者。
And we know that way.
而我们知道那方式。
Because it talks about the grace and mercy. It says, by grace and mercy, now we are entitled.
因为他谈到的是恩典和慈爱。他说因着恩典和慈爱，现在我们有那权利。
In other words, in this house of the Godhead,
换言之，在这父神的家中
，the house of God the Father，
父神的家
，the laws of grace and mercy are in operation，
恩典和慈爱的律法现正运行中
，and the laws are there to be obeyed，、right?
而在那里的律法必须遵行，对吗
？In other words，
换言之
，those that will live there， those rooms。
那些将会住进那房间的人
，are those that obey, they follow the laws of grace and mercy.
是那些遵守、跟随恩典与慈爱的律法之人。
And you and I know one of those laws of the grace.
而你和我都知道其中一条恩典的律法。
Where he says,
上面写着
，Call on the name of the Lord.
求告主名。
Call on the name of the Lord.
求告主名。
And be saved.
就必得救。
And another law says,
另一条律法是
，For without holiness,
因为如果没有圣洁
，Nobody will enter the house of God.
谁也不能进入神的家。
In other words,
换言之
，Nobody will see the Father.
谁也不能见到父。
Nobody will see the Lord.
谁也不能见主。
So there is quite a battery, a myriad of those laws that are very shiny. They have been positioned in the Bible that you cannot miss them out.
因此，有无数像这样的律法在圣经中十分的耀眼，你是无法错失这些律法的。
So he's saying.
因此，他说
that one of the features about the house of God the Father.
父神家中的其中一项特征是
and therefore.About also the inhabitants that will enter there.
以及关于会进入那里的居民。
One of the features about those rooms that are being celebrated here.
那些在此处所庆祝的房间的其中一项特征是
is that there is no corruption.
就是那里没有腐败。
However, when you read further on, then it says they remembered, zeal for your house consumes me, will consume me.
然而，当你继续读下去，上面写着，他们想起我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧，如同火烧。
So another rule, another requirement for the inhabitants.
对于居民的另一项规定要求
is that you can never ever be a passive Christian. Passive.
就是你永远都不可以是一个消极的基督徒。消极。
The way Jesus came and took sides openly, publicly for us, took sides. He took sides.
耶稣为了我们开诚布公的选边站，他选边站。
Openly in the public.
他开诚布公的。
So that is the way he expects us.
所以这就是他期许我们的作风。
To also be zealous and take sides openly.
也要热心并公开的选边站。
Such that when I look at you.
所以当我看着你时
I'll say wow.
我会说 wow.
Now I understand.
现在我明白
Why it was written.
经上为什么记着
Zeal for your house.
我为你的殿心里焦急
Consumes me.
如同火烧
Will eat me up.
如同火烧。
But when you read further in Psalm 69, as I say,
但如果你更进一步的读诗篇第六十九章
he adds now on the afflictions of that population that enters the room.
他现在附加上关于那群进入房间的人的苦难
the persecution they suffer.
他们所遭受的迫害
because now he says,
因为现在他说
and the reproaches of those that reproach you, they hurt me.
并且责骂你人的责骂使我受伤。
Wow, so he's saying.
所以他说
that those rooms.
那些房间
when the Lord spoke about the house and those rooms.
当主提及那房子和那些房间
if you were to be me and stand from here and see them how they have entered their room.
如果你是我， 可以站在这里，看见他们是如何进入他们的房间。
You see that there are people who had been afflicted.
你会看见那是一群受过苦难的人。
There are people who were hurt and they are now healing.
那是一群受过伤害，现在得到医治的人。
Because of the gospel duty.
由于福音的责任。
Duty to the gospel.
福音的责任
，which means they went out openly in the wicked world.
这表示他们公开的跑进邪恶的世界
，and rebuked sin.
斥责罪孽
，they did so in the way they walked.
他们以他们的行事为人来斥责罪孽
，in the way they lived their salvation, their lives.
以他们活出的救赎样式、生活样式
，they were doing that brilliant broadcast.
他们正出色的直播出
Look holy
看哪、啊、圣洁
Holy look holy
圣洁看哪、啊、圣洁
Look that is about holiness
看哪、啊、这关乎于圣洁
In this world
而这个世界
If you come to this world testifying against sin
如果你来到世界做出对于罪孽不利的证明
This world must hate you
这个世界必定恨你
Must fight you
必定击打你
Must persecute you
必定迫害你
Even at work sometimes they say Kwani, what do you mean? Is it holier than thou? They may use a lot of things to intimidate you
即便是在你的工作场合有时候他们说你在说什么啊假装神圣他们或许说了很多话来嘲弄你
So when you look at them in those rooms, they are now enjoying their due, recompense, recompensation.
所以如果你现在看到他们在房间里面正在当中享受着应得的报酬，他们应得的报酬。
Now I understand.
现在我明白。
Why it was written?
经上为什么记着
？Zeal for your house.
我为你的殿心里焦急。
Consumes me.
如同火烧。
Will eat me up.
如同火烧在创世纪第七章十六节那些进去的都是有生命的一公一母进去是照着神吩咐挪亚的耶和华跟着就把方舟关起来而在马太福音二十四章三十七节挪亚的时代怎样人子降临的时候也是这样洪水之前的时代人们吃喝嫁娶直到挪亚进入方舟的那一天等到洪水来到把他们冲去他们才明白过来人子降临的时候也是这样换句话说神在挪亚的时代是如何关上门的珍贵的听众耶稣降临的时候也是这样事实上不仅先知以赛亚看到那关上的门我们在马太福音二十五章已经清楚地看到当愚蠢的教会呼喊着主啊主啊给我们开门主不但没有给他们开门还告诉他们我不认识你们珍贵的听众在我们有这个认知的情况之下这个门必会关上的认知这扇门终有一天会被很爱很爱我们的主关上因此现在我们真的需要好好认识门内的世界也就是这房间这天父的家有什么特质我们必须要来了解神的家耶稣说我父的殿是祷告的殿你们竟然把它变成贼窝现今的教会是单单让人敬拜祷告的地方还是也变成贼窝在做许多买卖呢图我想分享在罗马书第二章第七节凡恒心向善寻求荣耀尊贵和不能朽坏之福的就以永生报应他们 以及哥林多后书第四章十七节，我们这至战至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
你的爱如此深切，我知我不一般的，但愿倒空我的生命，学习你谦卑的样式，背起我自己的十字架。
主说，我就是道路、真理、生命，你愿意依靠这条唯一的道路，通往永恒的生命中吗？珍贵的听众，在听了今天的信息之后，如果你愿意接受耶稣成为你的救主，请跟我一起祷告，说：全能的耶稣，今天我来到你面前，向你悔改我生命中所有的罪，求你降下宝血洁净我，我请求你今日住进我的心里，永远与我同在，请求你降下圣灵充满我，引导我，做我随时的帮助，我全人全心全意接受你成为我的救主，也请求你将我的名字记在神羔羊的生命册上，奉救赎主耶稣的圣名祷告，今天我重生了， Amen。